Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, hello, hello. Why can't you see any lines?
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay. Yeah.
S words.
Sneaky sex appeal.
Scandals. Sour.
Scary movies.
Scrumptious.
Scorpio.
Scallion. No. That is a word. Scallion is a word.
Skimpy.
Oh, wait, we said scandalous. Shrimp.
Sour patch. Shrimp. All right. We're done with the S game.
Would you ever film a porno?
Would I ever film a porno?
Yes. Star in a porno.
Like get paid to have sex on video, basically?
Basically. if you wanted to, that's how you wanted to describe the situation. If that is what making a porno entails, then yes.
I don't know. I don't think so.
How could I convince you to make a porno?
I feel like I'd have to, like, wait to do that. I don't know.
Wait, what are you waiting for?
I don't know.
So you want to do it, but you're waiting for the right time? Like,
yeah, exactly.
This is the moment in my life where I need to make a porno. Yeah. There's a time for it.
Yeah. I don't want to do it at the wrong time.
So you're going to have your porno moment. Every person has to wait for their porno moment before they make a porno. Okay.
It's just how I see it for myself.
So what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
I don't know. Or I just like...
But like the right person?
I don't know. Like just wanting to release... a sex tape for everybody to see. I don't know. Like, that's a lot to think about.
Oh, I don't think I'd like want to do that. Like pulling a Kim K or like, did Paris Hilton do that? Like a Paris Hilton.
Yeah, they both did. Yeah.
So is that like the roadmap? Oh my.
Yeah, basically just having a sex tape.
I feel like okay, you should watch that. There's that one documentary or something about that girl. The girl who got, like, the most amount of, like, bukkakis in the face she was the person who got, like, the most, like, cum shots in the face at, like, one time or something. It was, like, 50 guys at once or some shit. And, like, it was, like, a super poppin' video. And she was, like, at one point, like, the most paid porn star or, like, the most known or some shit. But, yeah, I forgot where I was going with this.
Damn. Yeah, I'm lucky girl.
Yeah?
No.
Would you like to be that?
No.
I have to go watch that documentary again. I forgot what her name is. But she achieved something. I was like, go her. That's a legacy right there. It's more than I have to say for my name.
Yeah, I guess.
She'll be remembered for something, yeah. Like... I don't know if I'm going to be remembered for anything. Like, I think it's very common. A lot of people die and then are just, like, forgotten after one generation or so. Just think about, like, grandparents. How much do you really know about your grandparents? After your parents pass, are you going to be passing on, like, who your grandparents were to, like, your kids? They probably will barely know a thing. Oh, maybe he was in the military or so. Like, what do you know about your great-grandparents? I don't fucking know jack shit about anybody.
Well, I never knew my great-grandparents, but I kind of knew my grandparents.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, most people don't live on past, like, a generation or so. Like, they aren't remembered for anything. Because think about it, like, your family dies eventually. Excuse me. But your family dies eventually.
I mean, yeah.
Those are the only people that remember you. Friends aren't gonna fucking, I'm sorry, but, like, in 8 years, you're not gonna remember, like, most people that you
met. Yeah, no, I mean, your family is kind of the only one that is there.
Yeah, then they die. And then you don't have a life. This girl, at least, she had most bukkakis in the face. It's probably going to Guinness World Book of Records somewhere. I need to make it into that book. But not for most bukkakis in there. That, it was gross. Like, I feel like I as I was watching the documentary, like, I feel like I have a very high tolerance for, like, a lot of things. Like, I have a gut. Like, I can, you know, my gut can handle a lot of these things. But
yeah,
watching this girl get, like, bukkakied in there, I don't even know if that's the right term. I don't know if I'm even using that. I would think that's, like, a fart thing or an ass thing. I don't even know if I'm using the term correctly.
It's, like, coming on a girl's face. Like, a bunch of guys coming on a girl's face. That's, okay, like, what bukkake is.
Okay, good, good. I'm using it correctly. I was so worried. Because I saw this meme where it was like, my mom thought that bukkake meant bullshit in a different language, and she's been yelling it at her, like, meetings or some shit like that, at her, like, corporate meetings. Like, that's the thing. I would believe that. That's a good prank.
Yeah.
So back to you making a porno.
It's just not the right time. It's not the right time for that journey.
Waiting for the right time. Okay. That's all it is. It's just waiting for the right time. It's a good response. Yeah, sometimes you get a beckoning, a call. So it'll be your calling one day. Okay, I think that I'm going to make that. I think that I'm going to get you to make a porno, Emily. That's going to be my my next mission in life. Get Emily to make a porno. I love it. Cornaddict.com. You'll find... I'm a master of manifesting. I'm manifesting this right now. You will find Emily's porno on cornaddict.com in the near future. What? We're going to make it worth her while to make a porno. Let's go, team! No. Cornaddict.com.
No.
Oh, it's not a website yet, so don't. Oh, actually, I just bought the domain. It is a website. Go to cornaddict.com. Yeah, let's go.
I don't know. Don't go there.
I think I'm just going to leave a suggestion box, and it's just going to be like, what would you give to see us make a porno? Like, I don't know. Let's do it. I just want to make porn. But yeah, thanks for asking what it would take for me to make a porno.
What would it take for you to make a porno?
I'm offended by that too. How do you know there's not already a porno of me out there? That's offensive too.
I mean, I don't know.
Oh my goodness. No, I have never. I think we've already kind of touched on this when we talked about certain things. When we talked about taking a nude, so there are no nudes of me, there are no pornos of me. We've kind of touched on, like, being in front of the camera, right? So, yeah, no, I don't think I would make a porno right now. There have been attempts, there have been people that have asked, but I don't think it's the right time for me to be making a porno either.
See?
That's now my response when he's like, babe, come on. Let's make a porno. Sorry, it's just not the right time for me to be making a porno. Soon, my dear, we'll make a porno and we'll...
Safety, vapes.
But back to pornos. I feel like in the heat of the moment, I would be down to make a porno. Like, if it was just, like, the heat of the passion and the, oh my god, okay, like, yeah, we've got to, like, capture this. I could see that.
Yeah.
But I don't think I would call that a porno.
Yeah, that's basically just, like, a sex tape. That's different.
Then how's that different from a porno?
I don't know, it's different.
Yeah, so it's sex, okay. I like this. What's the difference between a sex tape and a porno?
Because porno implies you're getting, like, monetary compensation for having sex. But, like, a sex tape is just, like, filming you having sex.
Oh, okay. Then I guess... Okay, I guess, yeah, I asked you what it would take for you to make a porno. All right. I guess those things are different. Yeah, I never thought of it like that. So I can't just ask people, like, what it would take for them to make a porno. Because they're thinking, like...
Definitely, because porn is definitely, like... people having sex on camera for money and it being like public.
And it's not okay, right? There's a stigma against it.
I mean, there's definitely a stigma against like.
But it's okay to do a sex tape.
I mean, I don't. That's debatable too. Is it?
This is the birth of Corn Addict. I want to make corn okay. I'm serious. Like, it shouldn't. It should feel like, Mom, Dad, I want to go make corn. Okay, daughter, I'm proud of you. That's the world I'm trying to create. Okay. Where porn isn't dirty. Anywho, back to that another day. The vision, the mission, the so many goals. I found, like, my calling, honestly. I think I found my calling. That's it. Ugh, another day. Another day, another dollar, another day. Yeah, porno and sex tape are very different. I guess a sex tape, I've already kind of discussed what it would take for me to make a sex tape. Like, the heat of the moment, it's possible. It's very much so possible. Porno, on the other hand, is more so getting hired for a role where you're, like, matched with some other person to perform sexual acts, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I feel like porn is kind of like acting in a way.
If you're a failed actress, you
it's like you, like, film a scene. It's still a scene. There still might be dialogue.
Interesting.
You just have sex.
Okay, can we change this podcast name to Corn Addict?
I don't know.
I like that more. Even though, like, we're not porn addicts. Like, it's just like, this is raunchy. Like, beware, this is raunchy. Or are we not that? Are we not raunchy?
I don't really think we're that raunchy. I think even when we talk about sex, we're like...
Teehee. Sex. Teehee. Yeah, I get that. I get that. Okay, so we're not that raunchy. But that's my corn. It's like... It's not that raunchy. Anywho. It's not that raunchy corn. It's cute. Corn is cute. It's different. Segs. Have you seen that?
S-E-G-G-S. Yeah, or Z's or like whatever, yeah.
Segs.
Or a bunch of G's.
Yeah. So, I don't know, there's new language. There's things happening, bubbling at the surface.
New language evolving all the time.
Yeah, and it's cool to be a part of it. Like, how long has Pornhub been around for? I feel like it's been around. Maybe I'm old. I should go interview some young kids. Is that considered like child porn? If I go and interview young children about their pornographic preferences,
yeah,
if I go ask 14-year-olds,
that's definitely not okay. I can't go do that.
I can't go ask a 14-year-old boy what kind of porn he likes to watch.
No, I don't think so.
Am I gonna get arrested for this?
Yeah, probably. Don't do it. Yeah, don't do that.
But, like, it doesn't, it's not like it turns me on. I'm doing it for market research. It's for market research.
Why are, what are you trying to market to them? It doesn't matter, yeah. No, why are you market researching these poor 14-year-old boys?
I'm researching, okay. Try to see how to get them off of hard porn, okay, and convert them to
what if they are soft corn.
Soft corn. Oh my god, I like that too. Soft corn. Like soft core porn. Soft corn. But it's also hardcore. But it's like soft corn. Anywho. Yeah, okay, I'm not going to go interview 14-year-old boys about what their sexual preferences are and whether or not they know what Pornhub is. Can I just ask them if they... Is it illegal to ask them if they know what Pornhub is? Like, do you know what Pornhub is? Is that illegal?
Probably, like, just inappropriate. Like,
all right, well, I guess.
You were like, hi, I want to interview these...
I look like I'm 13. I'll be fine.
You're going to tell them that you're 13?
Mila Kunis pretended that she was, like, 18 when she was, like, 14. Same thing. I'm basically Mila Kunis. Same thing. Convince me otherwise.
So you're just going to walk into the school and be like, hi, I'm 13.
Not school. Please. This is not, like, school. This is not school ground talk. Please. This is, like, after school, maybe at like the mall.
That's even creepier, Mackenzie.
Outside of
but that's some
and
that's some grooming shit. What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh my goodness.
What? No, you're not gonna be with these 14-year-old boys at the mall. All
right, no more little boy talk. No, that's so wrong. That's so bad. Ew. Like we can't. Like that's no. So wrong. I feel like now we need to insert like a clip that donates to like child sexual assault victims or something. Because yeah.
Yeah.
Now I just feel well. We were going to hell anyways. So.
What do you mean? What are link? Are we? What are you saying? We're gonna put in here? Like,
link.
Go donate to some abused children, please.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go. Like, change this. Like, this is not like, it's not okay. It's only okay to laugh about these things in a world where like these things don't happen. Where it's like, haha, remember the days of the past where such awful things would happen. So you know the market research thing. I actually watched this documentary. I think it's called The Voyeur. What the fuck is it? It's basically this man who bought a hotel and he built this intricate way for him to peep on all of the hotel guests.
Oh my god.
And he called himself like the voyeur.
Wait, this is a documentary?
This is a documentary.
Ooh,
this is
I wanna
real
watch this.
Life. And he spied on people for fucking years. This is a motel. So he saw all sorts of shit.
Oh my god.
And he said he basically is claiming that he was doing research. So that's why it's not illegal or it's not weird to have sit there and just like witness have spied on all these people for all these years. So a part of me is also like
well, I think it's like people don't people have like a right to privacy and stuff like that and settings like that.
Well, it's like what if I include it in the fine print when you check in and like sign for the bill? It's like by the way, you'll be recorded. Everything you do is gonna be watched. But it's in the fine. Did you read it? We sign away our lives, all the terms and conditions. Did you read your terms and conditions today? Did you check some box where it says I agree to these terms and conditions?
Probably.
But yeah. What if within that it said like you're going to be spied on this entire? It's not going to be recorded. It won't be recorded, but you will be watched this entire time, and notes will be taken about you. So, it is a documentary. Go watch it. I think it's on Netflix or something. The Voyager, the Voyeur, the Voy, it starts with a V.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm pretty sure this is a true story. This better not be like fiction. And I'm a crazy
it's just like
person.
A movie.
Yeah, it's crazy. Oh my goodness. But no, real talk. Like this corn addict thing, I want it to be. I think that there's a, okay, I always do this where, like, I start a sentence and I don't finish it. I think that there's a problem in our world where I started watching, like, porn at a pretty year since I feel like we've been talking about porn this entire time. This is going to be the one about the porn. But I feel like I started watching porn at a very young age. I can't remember exactly when, but dare I say even, like, 8, 9, I saw pornographic things.
Oh, yeah. No, I feel like I remember the first time I, like, came across porn.
When was it?
It was, I think, probably sometime when I was, like, a kid. Like, it was, like, at a sleepover. And, like, we, like, ended up on, like, one of the raunchy channels at night or something.
And was it, like, porn? Or was it, like sex, like, softcore? What was...
I mean, there were some boobies out. Like, yeah. I think somebody, like, cracked an egg on her boobs or something like that. Like, some weird shit.
It was probably just, like, HBO Max and there was, like, a scene of, like, egg cracking on boobs. Or was this, like, proper porn, do you think?
I think it was. I don't think it was, like, from a movie. I think it was some, like, one of those random channels, like,
yeah.
On cable. I remember, like, passing by them.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, those happen. How old were you then?
I think I was probably like 3rd or 4th grade.
How old is that? I don't know.
Like 9.
Right? That's when it happens. And then 5th grade, you start learning about like.
More about sex.
Like you, like I remember that was when we, in 5th grade, we had our like period talks. That was more, actually, that must, when are you in 5th grade? How old are you when you're
that's
in 5th grade?
You're like 10, 11, I think.
So you turn 12 in 6th grade? No.
I think so.
You must turn 12 in 5th grade. There's no way. You start kindergarten at 6, right?
It's usually like 5.
Okay, 5 you start kindergarten. 7 you're in 1st grade.
Yeah.
8 you're in 2nd grade. 9, you're in third grade.
It also depends on what time.
10, you're in fourth grade.
Yeah.
11, you're in fifth grade. Okay, 12, you're in sixth grade. So if you started at 5.
Yeah.
I just had to lay it out, okay? There we go. Done.
It depends also, like, what year you go, because some people will turn.
Yeah, or if you started at, like, 6, then you'd be 12 in fifth grade.
Yeah.
But I get what you mean now. I think when, in fifth grade is when I learned all about, like, periods and kind of, like, erections and all of these things.
Yeah.
I kissed a boy for the first time, I think, in fifth grade. Mm. When did you kiss a boy for the first time?
I didn't kiss a boy until, like, I was, like, 14, I think, like.
Oh, damn. Damn, I was a young whore. Like, from the get-go.
I wanted to, but I just didn't.
In fifth grade, I had a boyfriend. He, like, gave me earrings. I kissed him. I think I made out for the first time, like, in the summer before sixth grade. I had a ton of boyfriends in sixth and seventh grade and, like, kissed a bunch of people. Oh, my goodness, yeah. That's where the bad reputation began. I feel like it was all. And then there was, like, deep-seated resentment from a lot of the boys throughout the years. From, like, sixth grade on. So I was picked on before fifth grade. And then fifth grade came. I was the first one to get boobs. But I was the first one to get, like, the boobs that I have now. I had in fifth grade. Like, they just, like, came out of nowhere. I had the biggest boobs. Bro, I was, like, flaunting, like, up and down. I'm like, bam, bam. Who's got boom titties? Yeah, it was very exciting. And then they just never grew after that. So the biggest boob to the smallest boobs, whatever. I flew too close to the sun. They had to reel me back in. They're like, this girl can't be a big boob bitch because she would just, you know, flaunt them everywhere. We can't have that. Anyways. Yeah. What were we talking about? Porn? Oh yeah, first time seeing porn and all that. Do you remember the first time you masturbated, how old you were when you did that?
I don't know. I feel like I tried it when I was, like, younger, but I, like, didn't really, like, figure out orgasming, like, right away.
Yeah, I feel what you mean. Just, like playing with yourself or, like, I don't really remember my first orgasm, to be honest. That's so sad. Why don't I remember my first orgasm?
I think I remember it because I think a guy gave it to me. Like, I wasn't really even myself. And this was like, oh, shit.
I definitely gave myself a first orgasm. Like, my masturbation streak is 11 times in a day. That's my high score.
Damn.
What about you?
I don't. Definitely not that much.
Have you not spent a day just determined to see how many times you can masturbate in a day?
No, it usually starts hurting after, like, 3.
But you gotta dedicate the entire, like, you gotta, like, you gotta wake up and think, today is the day where I'm gonna see how many times I can masturbate in a day. Like, you gotta set out to do that. I spent the entire day in bed. And it's just, like, the whole day was like, okay, now you rest. And then oh, what it was like to be a teenager, my goodness. Those days. Damn, you're 14. When I was 13, I already lost my virginity when you first kissed a boy. Jesus Christ, that kind of parallel is insane. That's insane. But you tried anal way before I did. Oh, my goodness, I just revealed so much about the both of us in one sentence.
When did you try anal?
We're not talking about this. That's for a different day. So, we're talking about pornos. This is, like, that was a recent development, but anyways. Back to pornographic materials. Yeah, that we're going to talk a lot more about pornos. We can, you know, we'll touch back on that another day. Do you ever get turned on by, like, rape porn? Have you ever watched, like, rape porn or, like, I don't know. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, forceful or, like, rough? How do you describe that?
I don't know. Like, dominant or whatever?
Yeah. Porn like that.
I don't know. I think I've definitely seen something.
It's interesting, right? I feel like that's something about, like, human nature. I think that, like, why this entire rape thing is a thing is due to just a very simple fact about the difference in our genitalia. Like, men's genitalia is protruding. Like, it's always, like, offensive. In the sense, you know what I mean? Like, there's offense and there's defense. That is a offensive tool that they have. Yeah. You know, a protruding offensive tool. Vaginas, on the other hand, they're intrusive. You enter the vagina, you know? Like, it's vulnerable.
Yeah.
Having something inside of you. You know, you're literally letting someone in. Would you let a stranger into your house? You know what I mean? Like, you're letting someone into you.
Out of your body.
Yeah, while men... men, on the other hand, it's very easy because you're just... You know, I'll stick my finger in a... Like, it's so easy for me to stick my hand in someone's throat. I can stick my hand in every single fucking person's throat. I don't give a fuck. If you lined up 100 people right now and you told me I had to stick my hand in every single person's throat...
Maybe that's what you'll go down in history more.
Oh, yeah. Sticking my hand in the most amount of throats?
Yeah.
Let's fucking go, baby. We're flipping things around. That's hot. Let's fucking go. Line up 100 people right now. I'm ready to jam my hand into some fucking throats. Let's go. And it's like, if that's so not... Like, it's not sexual... Like, that's totally, like, safe for work, but at the same time, you know what I mean? Like, this is...
I mean, I guess it's safe for work.
There's no nudity in this. What are you talking... This is safe for work. So, the jamming hands and whatnot, but
safe but questionable for work.
Yeah, safe but... What in the community guidelines is this? Like, that's what somebody... I think that's what somebody said. I love that. That's a great comment. But no, this protruding genitalia thing, it's a freaking thing. They're on the offensive, we're on the defensive, and this rape thing, I think it starts from the very Stone Age. Like, I want to visually describe this. Like, I actually want to turn this into an animation, like a whiteboard animation, where I want to draw this out. So... Just imagine that. I love this. There's 100 men and there's 100 women. We're back to this. 100 men and 100 women.
Okay.
So out of the 100 women, it ranges from women that are extremely weak and frail, like tiny women. Like, oh my God, I can't defend myself. Women. To like women who are like your huge, like freaking super tall, super fucking buff, like, can, like, just push you over with, like, two fingers women, right? Like, the whole range of women, this 100, it ranges like that. Same thing with men. You've got your scrawny little tiny ass, like, you and me could just, like, fucking, like, just, like, shove him like that, and he's, like, done. He's, like, done for broken bones, like, on the ground. So you're, like, bodybuilding Hulk, like, fucking he, like, the biggest man you've ever seen. Like, fucking, I can't think of the, like, Shaq. Like, Shaq on fucking steroids. Assuming that Shaq's not already on steroids, I don't know. But, like, Shaq on fucking steroids, big. That scale. And this, now we're imagining, like, cavemen era, right? Everybody's, like, in the fucking, like, bushes and, like, caves and shit like that. Where people don't, like, there's no language. We can't speak to each other. It's literally just like, oh, like, it's bumping bodies at that point. I'm not kidding. Yeah. It's bumping bodies. Just, like, remember how when you discovered... Your first, like, oh, this is an urge. Like, where it's probably just something, like, brushed against you.
Yeah.
You know? Or just, like, you saw something where it was, like, that's kind of hot. Where it starts invoking certain tingles within you. Same thing, imagine freaking these cavemen. It's, like, suddenly, like, oh, boobies. Like, like, I want to grab boobies. You know, just imagine. Or, like, ass. Or, like, just these, like, urges suddenly. Or, like, oh, you know. And there's these 100 men and 100 women. I mean, 100 men and 100 women, right? In the range of, like, weak to super strong. Because of genitalia alone, imagine this big-ass man, this strong-ass man who's super fucking horny right now. He got the tingles. Ooh, like, what does he want to do with his penis? I feel like this is almost, like, an automatic, like... biological evolutionary motion, like the humping motion. You know what I mean? It's very like organic. Do you feel that? It's very like, it just feels like natural. Do you feel that? The humping motion?
Yeah.
Like, it's natural.
Yeah.
It just feels like it comes out anyways. So you've got the strongest fucking most buff man just like, just interested in doing that. And guess what? He finds out what feels good. Hey, like, inserting it into something feels good. And he's like, he's just like going about his day and like doing that. Because he's the biggest, strongest man, guess how many of these women he can dominate and inseminate? Just because of accident, just because of, ooh, you know, and he's raping them at this point because, like, there is no, like, consent, there is no language, there is no talking about it. So there you go. You have the biggest, strongest man right there. He can inseminate all of these women if he's horny, if he just feels like it, right? And as you decrease down this scale of men to less and less strong men, these men can inseminate less and less women. Because you have to remember the super macho women, right? If you try to stick something into them, pa, boom, one hand, and you're out. There's no way you can inseminate them. Unless, we're going to talk about the vice versa when women are horny in a sec. Because there's also, like, what about that? But, like, in terms of these men, as you get, like, less strong men, these men can inseminate less people, right? Now imagine the scrawniest man, the super scrawny man, who's like a twig, who's like very short, who's like comes up to like here, who's like, and like just super scrawny and like can barely pick up a rock. If this guy were horny, how many people could he inseminate just because he decided to?
Yeah, I mean, I get your point. Like
none, right?
Yeah.
So what happens over time?
Yeah, the stronger, like, rapey guys overrun, like,
yeah, we have more strong, rapey men every single time. The men get stronger and rapier. What happens with women? Because our body parts are intrusive, what happens to all of the strong women now? All of the strong women, sure, we can rape a man. I say I belong to this collective if I was in this cape woman pit. Sure, we could, like, we could do it. But because of just purely how our genitalia is built, could we actually? Could we really?
Yeah, sometimes you really can't be.
If I could tie down this man, sure, I can have an orgasm. But can I make him inseminate me? Probably not. You know, I feel like women have the power to rape a man and get to the point where they can have an orgasm. But does it mean that they can make a man inseminate them? I don't know. Right? So
it depends on the guy.
Yeah, it depends on the guy and like how many of these women were successful. So the strong women, like, you see what happens over time? The strong women stop procreating as much. It's probably the weaker women, the ones that were easily caught, the ones that were, you know, like easily raped, basically. And that's how, or the very horny. So women either become hornier or easier to rape. It's one of those two. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta be either or. You gotta be a horny ass bitch or you gotta be an easy to rape bitch. Like, that's how you went on. That's how your genetics, like, passed. Anyways.
Oh my god, that's awful.
It is awful. It's fucking awful. But, like, just purely down to genetics, like, that's how the science works out. If I were, what are these people called? Like, that document, evolutionary. If I were an evolutionary.
An actual expert on the subject.
If I were an expert on the subject. Please, I think I just documented, like, I don't know. Sexual evolution. Sexvolution, anywho. But do you see how it's like, that's why I think, unfortunately, this entire, like, rape thing is just such a thing.
Oh my
thing.
God, this fucking bug, bro.
Yeah, these
it
bugs
was, like,
are
in
awful.
My
sip.
I.
Are we even recording still? Who knows?
We should pause for a sec. No, it's just like, I want to take a sip.
Of people, what do you think?
Do I think like that's what happened?
Yeah.
I mean, I think there was definitely like, yeah, probably a lot of rape.
That makes a lot of sense, right? I think you're a little far. But it makes a lot of sense. Like, I think that's how we came to be. It simply is. So it's like to blame men for this like inherent Like, yeah, this uncontrollable, this, like, oh my god, I can't control my, like, I get it. I get it.
But I feel like that's what separates us from animals.
Exactly. Like, but it's something that we gotta work on. Stuff. I'm not saying it's an excuse. Like, believe you me, this is by no means an excuse, but I understand this, like, urge. Like, women, we just can't do the same. Like, even if I wanted to. Even if I fucking wanted to force you to inseminate me. That's difficult. You know what I mean? But to force you to have my child, it's far easier. Which is, like, unfair. The unfair advantage that men have over women. In that sense. But then women also have the advantage that we can create life. Like, fuck you. That's a pretty awesome, like, magical thing. I can grow a baby inside of me. Like, that's fucking, like, that's crazy.
Like, like, my body can just make one with your sperm.
It's just like, let's, like, and it just takes, like, it requires insane. So little of you, you know, like, I don't need that much of you,
just this little, like, jelly.
Yeah, I just, like, that's why it's like, it's okay to have one man to, like, 30 women. It's okay. We just need such a small part of you, and then you go keep slaving away and making that dollar bill, yo. But no, this rape, but that's why I also understand, like, we need to collectively, like, call out people who can't abide by these things. Like, I understand the entire Me Too movement. I feel like we've made excuses for a lot of years.
Yeah.
Or just let it go by unseen, untalked about.
Yeah.
Or it's just like, it's okay. You know, like, I watched a TikTok where this dad telling these girls, like, oh, you're this uncle's coming over, go put on pants, because they're wearing, like, short shorts. Yeah. And then it was like, if you ever have to say that to your children, you probably shouldn't be inviting that adult over.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, that's what we should be doing, like, protecting our kids like that, not like, go put on pants is what's going to protect you. No, like, this, if this person makes you feel that way, this person's a fucking creep.
Yeah.
I don't want them around my kids. And I get that, like, I see it now. Like, and I think sometimes there's also a really blurred line on these matters, and it's unfortunate. Like, my mom shared with me a story, like, about herself. Like, we were like on vacation somewhere, and we were watching this documentary about rape. She looks at me and she goes, Mackenzie, has this ever happened to you? Like, something like this. And I think I was in college at the time, and I just looked at her like, no, like, this is retarded. Because the documentary was basically this. We were at college at the time. I felt very empowered in college. Like, I didn't feel, like, threatened by any means in college. But the story of this documentary was this girl. She was at this party. She just met this guy. And this was, like, at a random really big rager in college, right? She just met this guy. And this guy's gay and is, like, talking to her and stuff. And then for some reason, he's like, oh, let's go, like, have drinks back at mine. You know, like, I need to grab something or something like that. And this girl goes with him. They go to his, like, room or whatever. But as soon as they walk in, she sees that there's already two shots on the table. And she's like, oh, that's weird. He's already expecting company. You know, there's two shot glasses already prepared. He's expecting somebody to come back. Because as soon as they walk in, he's like, oh, my God, let's take shots. And she immediately felt kind of uncomfortable that they were already there waiting for them. So she was kind of like, you know, like, hurry up. Anyways, moral of the story is she ended up, like, getting raped in that situation. And Jeez. Then, yeah, it was just like, but it was like a random guy that she met at a party. He was like pretending to be gay, invited
that's
her back.
That's even more twisted, that he pretended to be gay.
Yeah,
like,
it was
really twisted.
All sorts of fucked, but, like, she basically, like, lived and told the story and everything. It was just, like, super. And my mom turns to me and asks, has anything like that happened to you? And I was like, no, like, I'm not, I felt in that situation, like, I'm not dumb enough to get into a situation like that. Like, why, like, I was just, like, that was kind of my response. My immediate response was like, no, I'm not stupid enough to get into that. And, like now in retrospect, like, there's so many reasons why I think that that opinion was absolutely absurd and horrendous, and I'm low-key disgusted that I even held that kind of opinion at one point. But I also understand that that's why we need to have more conversations of these types, to understand that it, like, it's not necessarily about weakness. It's not necessarily about stupidity about being tricked or lured or this or that. It can be situations where it's people that you already trust. You know?
I mean, that's what most, like, sexual assault situations kind of are.
Yeah. And that's why I think, like, that's really important to make note of that, where it's usually close to home, like family members, even, like, in such ancestral things, or, yeah.
So we should put, like, a trigger warning. It's like,
oh no, this should come with a fat trigger warning. But I don't know, sometimes random things trigger people, and I don't understand the entire trigger warning thing. I don't. Like, I feel like certain things trigger me that are, like, random, that I don't think that there could ever be a label, like, on it. But, yeah, no, I had I don't even know how to say this. I feel like I haven't talked about this often. Like, a low-key, like, Me Too type situation. Like, 2021 was the worst year of my life because of, like, a whole series of events that were absolutely horrendous that I never wanted to, like, speak of again. But yeah, it was like, fuck it, let's tell this story. I felt like I was in a safe space. I felt like I was amongst friends. It was any other night. I went to dinner with friends, had drinks with friends, got wasted with friends, because you know when you're amongst people that you can trust. Like, you know that around me, you can get obliterated to the point where you don't know your own name.
Yeah.
And you should know that if you're, like, next to me or around me, I'm going to take care of you. Like, yeah, I'm going to be fucking annoyed, I'm going to be fucking pissed at you for getting to that point. But I'm going to take care of you. Because why? Like, you're amongst people that you trust and you feel like you're in a safe space. That's where you're at. I felt like I was at that, in that type of place. And that night, yeah, there were drinks were had, dinner was had, whatever. We all wind back at that point, who I thought was my friend, my friend's boyfriend's place, our mutual friend, our friend's, at that point, my friend's boyfriend's place. And yeah, more drugs were consumed, this and that. It disgusts me when I look at some of the photos that were taken that night. I see that primal urge in his eyes in those photos. I saw it. Before it all happened, you see this absolutely fucking disgusting that makes my skin crawl look in his eyes. And it's captured. This is captured in a fucking photo where in that, I see that picture is more than 1,000 words. That picture in there is like the disgusting filth of a human that he is, and how that's what, like, there is no separation between him and animal in that moment. And you see it where you have urges that you cannot control and you're unable to step up to the plate and be a person, basically. Anywho, I never expected these things to unfold, because this was any other night. It was any other night where we've slept on these couches. You and I have both slept on these couches. Many of our friends have slept on these couches. And that's why I always thought it was a safe space. That night, I ended up throwing up. I reached a point where I was like, okay, this is, like, way too much. And mind you, these were drugs that he was selling. He was selling these drugs. He was providing these drugs. He was offering more of these. When I was clearly at a point where I am vomiting and my head is in the toilet right now. I remember I shat myself a little bit that night. And I remember this clearly. I had to be changed. I was changed into another pair of pants. I remember, like, moments where I was changed into another pair of pants in the bathroom there. And after that, yeah, I was put to bed. I was tucked in. I felt super happy. I was, like, in that moment, I was like, God, I'm a mess. And I'm so thankful for people like this in my life, that even though I am such a horrendous mess, they're still here for me. The next moment that I remember is waking up briefly in the middle of the night. And to my left, then friend was laying there. And they were clearly, like, engaging in some sort of sexual activity. Like, I felt, like, I just remember being, like, really, like, not aware or awake. And just kind of being, like, kind of opening my eyes. Okay, they're engaging in sexual activity. Whatever. She's to my left. There's space to my right. I go back to sleep. I'm already passed out at this point and have been for a while. Next thing that happens, I don't know. I'm somehow now wedged between the two of them. Is my next brief moment of, I guess, coherence. That's what you call it, coherence. I remember seeing her, like, sleeping and this and that. Like, and, no, I still don't think I'm comfortable talking about what unfolded afterwards, but.
Yeah, I mean, that's understandable. That's understandable.
Yeah. I don't know. And no, the next day I remember falling asleep as well. The next day I woke up, the first person I called was Hema. And I didn't even know what to say. I didn't know what to say to her. I had like zero, I was like, I'm leaving right now. And I think this is what happened. And I'm not really sure what the fuck is going on. But I need to like just get home and like not be here anymore. And like, where am I? Like, I can't be here anymore. And then I avoided the situation for weeks after that. I avoided then friend. I avoided her for weeks after that. Her and I were very close at that point. For weeks, I couldn't talk to her. I didn't want to look at her. I didn't want to face the situation. I guess it's denial is what you call it, I guess. Like, 2020 hindsight. Yeah, I was in denial. I was like, as long as I don't talk about it, don't think about it, like, avoid this at all costs, this didn't happen. I feel like I was in a moment where that was the truth or the existence of it. And finally, one day, she came over because she was like, she just kept texting and I was... At this point, I was just not responsive. And she was like, I'm worried. Like, please respond to me. What are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. And then he texts me. I can't remember what he said, but it was along the lines like, hey, don't do this to her, okay? Like, she's your friend. You don't hurt. Like, basically, don't hurt her like this. And I just felt such a fucking rage within me. Like, it's indescribable. In that moment, not only am I made out to be the bad guy that has abandoned my friend, but, like, I have to accept, like, there was just so many layers of, like, what the fuck is happening right now? Finally, I was like, it was enough rage inside of me where I was like, okay, yeah, fine, fuck it. Yeah, sure, come over. Let's talk about it. Again, I was at a loss for words. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know... Like, how do you even talk about what happened? What exactly that was? Like, I don't fucking know. Like, there aren't appropriate words to describe it. And in that moment, like, after I, to the best of my ability, kind of described what happened, it was, I showed her the text messages. I feel like even in that moment, she saw the text messages. And in that moment, she started crying. She started bawling and was like, oh my God, yeah, you're right. Like, I can't believe this happened. Like, I'm so sorry. And for the next hour or so, I spent that hour there. I felt nothing. I spent that next hour comforting her. I spent comforting her and how she spent her time with a person that she thought was so incredible and turned out to be so horrendous. And... at the very end of it, she said, I'm so sorry about what happened to you. And then that's when I started crying. I spent this entire time just kind of in a stone cold silence. Like, I don't know, processing, not really, not processing, just like letting it happen, I guess. But, yeah, and I felt, it felt wrong. That entire interaction felt wrong. I felt like, this is a second horrific person. To have spent so much time mourning such a person and then in the very last moment showing any empathy towards me. Where it was fine at this moment. I'm a person, like, what's happened has already happened. There's no words or things that a person can do or say to undo things that have already happened. So, yeah. Anywho. I don't know. That's where we stand. And to summarize, what I've learned from this situation, I think that we need new words to describe situations that happen. I think we need to be like the French or the Japanese or the German or something, where we have more finite words. What I call what happened to me rape, like, I don't want to, and there's a problem with that, that I cannot use that word to describe what happened to me. Why can I not use that word? I feel like it's charged with so much violence, and it's charged with so much force, where it's not always that, where sexual assault happens. It's not. Yeah, it's not always forceful, and it's not always like somebody broke into your house and pinned you against a wall and then forced you. No, it's not always forceful. I finally understand where those are moments where people are like, in that moment I said nothing. But yeah. It was not consent. You know, like, silence isn't consent. And I'm really glad we're in an age of finally fucking confronting that. I feel like for so long, she didn't say no. Was an okay excuse. Like, yeah. Anywho. That's my rant for the day. That's all, folks. That's why we drink, kids.
Yeah, I don't really want to say who is the person that said this, but I remember, like, there was somebody I had sex with a few times, and he was like, oh yeah, this is like the first time that, like, this was like sober sex kind of, and he was like, oh yeah, I feel like I've never asked you if you have STDs because you've like been blacked out every time we've had sex. And like in that moment I was kind of like, that's kind of creepy that you're like saying that.
Yeah, the fact that you're acknowledging that I was so gone that I couldn't like recognize what was happening.
Yeah.
But, like, there's also this fine line, which I think it's also so unfair, because there have been moments where I've been blacked out, but I'm consenting to that sex. You know what I mean? Like, in those moments, you were blacked out, but you were consenting to it, right? Yeah. Like, how's that? Then where is the line where you're blacked out, but you're not consenting to something? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I remember the first time that this person and I had sex, like, I was like, what? The next day, I was like, because I remember I had, like, a brief, like, kind of brown in, like, what, this is happening? Like, it was kind of one of those situations. But then it's like, do you call that rape? Like,
no, it's about consent. It's not about, ultimately it's about consent.
But that's, it's like, I don't know if I consented. I don't know what led to that. Like,
but afterwards, how did you feel about the situation immediately? Did you wake up with them?
Yeah, and I was kind of like, what the fuck? Like,
this entire consent thing. Well, I've had many moments where I've blacked out, had sex with a person, and 100% have consented to the act, which I think is like a very unfair line that now exists for men. It's like, fuck, she was blacked out but she was down, versus she's blacked out and she's not down. What's truly the difference? Like, now it's like, do you have, I don't even know. Because I've been blacked out before where it's like, okay, if the other person is equally drunk, is it then okay? What if a girl's throwing herself on you? Is it okay if she's blacked out? Like, there's so many, you know, like, lines of.
Yeah.
But I think it's unfair that things currently skew in favor of the men, like, of men, basically. That's what I think.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. And I hate it. I don't want to ever be a victim. And I think that's why it was so difficult for me to have processed this. And why it took a great big chunk out of my 2021 in terms of just digesting something that didn't really take up a lot of time but can drastically affect a person. And I think that was, yeah, something to this day that I'm still not quite done wrapping my head around the entire situation just quite yet. So
yeah, I have conflicting thoughts. But I don't know, it's a sensitive subject. I get it. I think that people should talk about it more. That's all. I think that it's bad that it's so uncomfortable for us to talk about.
I feel like there's like a sense of shame.
Yeah, there is.
That like is possible if you're a victim, like
the word victim, I fucking hate that word.
I know.
I fucking hate that word. Like, that word in itself, some people use that as a slur. Fuck you. Like, we should take that back. The fact that, like, people use victim as a slur is wrong as well. Like, I feel like that's a slur. Oh, she always plays victim. You know how people, like, call each other that? And, like, that. I think that's why, where it's like, I fucking hate that word. It's like, why does assailant sound so cool?
Assailant?
Yeah.
What is an assailant?
What is an assailant? I'm pretty sure that's, like, somebody who, like, attacks.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right? Like, an assailant. So. Like, yeah. Kind of like an assassin.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I think.
I don't know.
We'll go Google this afterwards. But, like, assailant sounds cool. Can we just, like, replace victim with assailant now? Like, yeah, I was an
Isn't
assailant.
Isn't that, like, the complete opposite, though? Isn't the assailant, like, negative person in the...
the person who commits...
Yeah, like, in a crime. When there's a crime report, they'll be like, the victim suffered...
the assailant...
And the assailant is still on the run. Like,
yeah, can we just switch it up?
The assailant is on the loose.
Take back time. It's like we take back time. We're switching the terms
up. We're just going to just change the meanings of the
words. No, we're just going to swap the two words. I feel like that will make all of us feel like each and every one of us will feel better.
I don't think it will if they mean the exact same thing. It's just switched meanings.
Swapped?
Yeah.
Whatever. One step at a time. Okay, we're going to think of other solutions. Maybe that one's not such a great one. Oh, man. But, yeah. Who knows? Builds character. Who knows? I think just more conversation. People just need to talk more. I think everybody just needs to talk more to each other. To people with opposing opinions. Yeah, talk to people who disagree. Like, I think that's important. Don't always talk to people that bounce your ideas back to you. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I think that's important to have somebody that challenges you.
Yeah.
I feel like I definitely look for that in a person, like, just in general.
More. I think everything can be summed up by that, just more. More better, like, more better, more everything. I don't know. How long have we been doing this for?
I don't even know. That got really, like...
Forever. We can talk for real. Days. We can, like, never stop talking, honestly. You and me, we've gone for hours. Like, truly, we just, like, sat and just, like, talked for hours.
I know. I wish we could, like, somehow record our phone conversations. I feel like the real gold comes out during that.
We can. Oh, you're talking about, like, cell phone talk.
Yeah, yeah. Like, when, I don't know. Like,
I was
gonna say
the most. Clip, but,
I know, but it doesn't.
That's for in-person conversations. Yeah. We, like, use the shit out of that. We should honestly go listen to some of this. Shout out Reclip. Hey, please sponsor us. Pay for
yeah,
this.
Yeah, that would be great.
Pay us.
We loved your app.
Your app is awesome. What does the app do again? Go on.
It records your conversation and then, like, what does it do? It plays the last 2 minutes or something like that.
Yeah.
Right? That's how it works.
Yeah. It basically can help you relive the last 2 minutes of conversation. So imagine if we're just talking, chatting away, and
a bunch of random funny shit happens, and it's like, oh shit, wait, we're recording, and then you stop, and you're like, yeah, okay, I got this funny ass clip.
Exactly, like earlier today I said that friendship has sailed. That friendship has sailed. Caption.
You were like, that friendship boat? That
yeah, I was about to say. I was like, that friendship I was like, there's something there, brain tweaking working.
Yeah, it was like a sound.
That friendship.
I got you. I got where you were going.
Exactly. Let's put that on t-shirts.
That friendship has sailed. That friendship has sailed.
I think that should just be our, like, you know how they do, like, good night, we'll San Diego. Off. Yeah.
We'll sign off.
Ready? You ready? Oh, wait, I need to clear my throat. All right, how are we saying it? Should we just 3, 2, 1 go? Or?
Yeah, 3, 2, 1. That friendship has sailed.
No, you have to do more of, like, I want to think, like, dreamy. We're doing a dreamy sign off.
Dude, okay.
Ready?
I'm not dreamy.
3, 2, 1.
That friendship has sailed.